Early returns Tuesday evening showed Senate District D challenger Mike Dunleavy leading incumbent Senator Linda Menard for a pivotal seat. Unofficial election results late last night after all precincts were in gave Dunleavy 2,257 yay ballots, 58% of the vote, leaving Menard trailing with 1,620 votes, or 41% of the ballot. Dunleavy spent election evening with his supporters at Wasilla's Windbreak Cafe. He did not express surprise at the outcome of the vote.
It's tough to gauge these elections. I knew that folks wanted a change. I knew that folks wanted a future for Alaska, and it appears that that's what's happening.
He said he drew support from all over the district.
I think a lot of folks in the Valley believe that Alaska can be more than what it is right now. And to pinpoint it to one group or another, I don't think so. I think we've cut across a whole number of groups. Folks from all different ways of thinking, walks of life, have supported this campaign.
Dunleavy's win essentially gains him the District D seat, since no challenger has registered for that race in the upcoming state election in November.
Unless there was a write-in, that's correct. There's nobody on the ballot as of now, so yes.
Senator Menard had been a member of the Senate Bipartisan Working Group, which had blocked the Parnell administration's oil tax plan. I'm Ellen Lockyer.